I want to give you a praise report. Tamara and I came to Esperanza. We try to come every once in a while, and we came Sunday, and we sat up here in the front row. What row do you think I'm going to sit in? Front row's the best row. I'm just telling you, front row. I'm just telling you, I will remind you, the front row is the best row. And so I sat on the front row. Why? Because I don't want to be distracted. The farther you sit back, the more you will be distracted. It's just a physiological truth. Amen? Pastor, I'm not in the front row. Well, then change. Did you come to change or you come to church? I came to change. Amen. I want God to point out areas where I can improve. Amen. So, but we sat in the front row because I'm not telling you to do stuff that I won't do. Amen. And right up front, right in center, front row and center. And we were doing praise and worship. And we were doing praise and worship, and so we're, you know, Pastor, but you don't know the songs. Well, I know they're singing about Jesus. Amen. And I can clap. Amen. I can do a little groove. Amen. John, did you see me grooving on Esperanza? Okay. But here's the thing. Pastor George called us up front, and he asked us to turn around. When I turned around, there were over 60 people at Esperanza. Amen. Well, I'm just telling you, God is doing something. That was the second week in a row we had 60 plus in Esperanza. So continue to pray for Esperanza. When I go over and pass out my cards, and just so you know, I'm doing a training on Saturday, 2 o'clock. Be there or be square. Yeah. Okay? I didn't see some of you on Saturday. Amen? But I believe you'll be here this Saturday. Why do I believe that? Because I believe that, you know what, I believe that you have a heart for the lost. That's what I believe. And I believe that you'll be willing Let me just tell you where we're going. Let me just tell you where we're going. And listen, and well, can I share with you testimony? When I came to this church was a church that over a period of time had just. I mean, when I was little, man, my dad was an awesome pastor, by the way. You were just saying that because, you know, he was your dad. No, I'm just telling you the truth. He was an awesome pastor. And we'd sing songs, you know what, Victory in Jesus, Onward Christian Soldiers, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. And my dad would sing those songs with passion, you know what I mean? You know what? Well, Tamara and I came to this church, and we had a good friend. With two good friends, Bobby and Larry, and they were children's pastors, they were helped us in children's ministry at our old church. And when we came over here, they felt called to come over here and help us build. And then we had another lady that lived in the apartments, and Tamara and this one lady in the apartments, and Bobby sat me down one day, and they were going to tell me how the problem with the church was that we were singing these Onward Christian Soldiers and Leaning on the Everlasting Arms and Victory in Jesus. And these songs were songs out of, you know what, the hymnal and, you know what, and all this stuff. And you know what, and they thought I was gonna receive that. How many know they had another thing coming that day? Amen. Can you somebody say amen? I said, let me tell you the problem. The problem is not, and just so you know, when I can sing Victory in Jesus. And I'll sing it with passion, and I might not know every single word, but I know the song, amen? There's Victory in Jesus, and I'll sing it with passion and sing it from, I'll sing it from my heart. And But over a period of time, even the older people, they didn't sing it like my dad sung it. And I expected, these worship people to get their groove on and sing it like my dad sang it. Can you say amen? I expected my wife and Bobby and this other lady, you know what? We're going to get out the hymnal. So here's what I said to them. I said, well, thank you for your input, but let me tell you what. These songs are dripping with anointing. Amen. Dripping with anointing. These songs are so awesome. Yes. Come on. I said, so, you know what? Here's what I must say. I said, we will change the worship when I sense the Holy Spirit says, change the worship. And at this point in time, he's not saying change the worship. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to start singing this song with passion. Because let me tell you what, I could sing Mary Had a Little Lamb, and if it had Jesus in it, I could sing it worshipfully. Can somebody say amen? Can somebody say amen this? See, we got to get to the understanding. It's about Jesus Christ. It's about what he's done for us. It's about, you know what? We need to have a heart of love and compassion and tenderness and eagerness. And you know what? We need to drop all this facade, all this stuff, all this cool catness. The cool cat has to get out. And the humility and the grace and the passion for God has to come into this church. Somebody say amen. Amen. So I said, you know what, ladies, I got a speech for you, but it's not the speech you think it is. Get your worship on. And let me tell you what we're going to sing. You know what? Sunday. We'll probably sing Victory in Jesus, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms, Onward Christian Soldiers, and something else. And you know what? And I want you to start looking at the words and recognizing we are worshiping Jesus Sunday. Amen. So I told them in a very matter-of-fact way in my living room, in my dining room, and they were like, oh, we didn't think that's how it was going to go. You know what I mean? But that's how it went, and I wasn't asking them. I was telling them. Let me say this. And because you can only dish it out to the degree that somebody wise can receive it. Hello, somebody? Sometimes, you know what, we don't receive from God because we're not ready to receive from God. You know what? People are too busy, you know what, sucking on their, binky. Hello, somebody. To hear what the pastor is trying to get over across to them. I mean, hear me what I'm saying. And so, but I knew those three weren't that way. I knew that wasn't what they expected here, but I knew they didn't have their binkies in their purse. Can somebody say amen? And you know what? And they received it, and they sang. They might not have known all the words, but they you know what? They received the correction from me. But in the church, you know what? Many times, and here's what I'd say. I'd say, listen, guys, understand this. I'm leaving. I'm going to go before God. I'm going to worship him. I'm going to be before God. I'm going to be on my face for God. And I'm just looking, who's going to go with me? Now, see, when you kind of confront people like that, give them the opportunity in a positive way, give them an opportunity, and people would raise their hands. You know what I mean? Exactly. Somebody would say, oh, I'm going to go with you. And next thing you know, somebody next to you would think, oh, well, I better raise my hand. You know what I mean? I want to be. And I created this positiveness. We are going to worship God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Well, listen. On Saturday at 2 o'clock, I'm going to be here, and I'm going to train the interns. And if all I have is the interns have sanctioned off their life, you know what, for a year, and they're going to go out with me and evangelize. How many think that's a good idea? Raise your hand if you think, be careful, be careful, be careful. How many think this is a good idea? Okay. Come on, don't be shy, amen. Okay, I think that's a great idea. And I think, I'm just asking, do you think it would be better if 10 people evangelized Sunday or Saturday? I'm just asking, or 20 people? That wasn't the choice. How many think it would be better if 20 people evangelized than 10? Raise your hand if you think it would be better. Okay. Well, you picked right. Okay. How many think it would be better if 40 came out and evangelized to 20? Joanne, why do you think 40 would be better than 20? Because more people would hear about God. You know what my prayer is? God, help us as a church, as individuals. That's who the church is. Here, this is not the church. This is not the church. You know what this is? This is drywall. Drywall. This is brass. This is not the church. This is a sign, exit to patio. This is not the church. My prayer is that this church, us people, would tenderize ourselves for the things of God. And let me tell you where we're going. Easter, we're going to have a blitz. And the day before Easter, I'm going to recruit. Now, whether people show up or not, that's up to them. But I'm going to recruit, and I'm believing for 100 people, over 100 people are going to show up the day before Easter and pass out cards. What? No, we're not doing the park. We are evangelizing for Easter. You know what I got going on? Imagine this. How many remember the flag that we had up on the roof, on the ceiling? How many remember that big old, you guys don't remember this? We just had it. It was big, big old flag. Okay, we're going to get a sign bigger than that flag. And the flag had the roof has a pitch, you know, whatever it is, about this much. So you can't see that, you couldn't see that flag. You could see it. It was hard not to miss it. But you couldn't see it that well unless you were back far. So what we're going to do is we're going to get an Easter banner. We're going to put it on the roof, but we're going to increase the pitch so everybody can see it even better. It's going to be huge. 10 feet tall by like 24, 25 feet. Why are you going to have it so big? Because I don't want anybody to miss our invitation to them to come, not only to Easter, but to the Good Friday service. Okay? But let me tell you what. I'm not expecting that is going to be the primary way that people get invited. The primary way that I believe people are getting invited is a force of people, a wave of people who are spirit-filled and passionate for the things of God, inviting, looking people in their eyes with a smile, inviting them to come to church. That's what I'm believing for. And I'm believing you're going to be part of that. And I'm believing you're not going to wait till the Friday or the Saturday before Easter. I believe that you'll be part of those people that are coming. So all I'm doing, here's what I'm doing. I'm telling you, I'm going, and I'm looking for somebody who'll go with me. Who'll go with me to Saturday to evangelize? Who'll go with me? Will you 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 go with me? Guys, will you go with me? Who'll go with me? Who'll go with me? Raise your hand if you'll go with me. See, that's already way more. Will you go with me? Thank you. Will you go with me? Thank you. Listen, I'm just going to teach you for 20 minutes. I'm going to train you. And then we're going to go out and listen. All you're going to have to do is pass out 20 cards. And here's the thing. You're not going to go alone. Who'll go with me? I'm looking for people who will. Joanne, will you go with me? I'm looking for people who go with me. Now, maybe your hand didn't go up. I still believe you're going to show up on Sunday. I believe the Holy Spirit is just going to. Saturday. I believe the Holy Spirit is just going to be bugging you and bugging you and bugging you and bugging you. How many of the Holy Spirit can give you a good bug? Amen?
Amen.
All right. I'm just saying. I'm coming. I'm going. Thank you for those who have raised your hand. For some of you, you need to make a rearrangement in your schedule. You know what? You got it. You're taking, Fluffy to get a pedicure, okay? Rearrange Fluffy, okay? She can take a pedicure another day. You know what? Some of you playing basketball, you need to, you know what? Let the basketball thing go. Amen. You know, some of you taking your kids all over the place. You know what? Get your grandma to take your kids all over the place. Amen. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So, Pastor, what does this have to do with what you're preaching? This has everything to do with I'm preaching. You guys ready to learn something?
Oh, come on, Pastor.
Okay. We're talking about RIPE today.
Yeah.
What does R stand for?
Three.
What does I stand for?
Five.
Ooh. What is RIP? What does P stand for?
Pray.
How many prayed already this morning? No, not your 30 seconds. Father, thank you for this food. Not for your dinner. That's praying, but how many spend more than 10 minutes, just more than 10 minutes praying to God? Raise your hand if that's you. Proud of you. Proud of you. If you didn't, you can do it tomorrow. Okay, and E, how many know what E stands for?
Expect.
Go ahead, guys, put my sermon title up here. You guys got it? Okay, I'll tell you what it is. Here's the sermon title. What are we doing? Look at your neighbor and say, what are we doing? Look at your neighbor and say, what are you doing? Okay, now, be like you're an Italian, okay? You know what I mean? Give some, you know what? Ask them, what are you doing? Come on, so ask somebody. Ay, 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 what are we doing? I want to ask you this morning, this evening, this night, what are we doing? I want to ask that. And I want to show you a passage of scripture that's very, very confrontational. How many know if you are driving off a cliff, it's good to be confronted, right? How many know if you're going the wrong way, if you're going the wrong way, every mile that you're not confronted, you're more wrong. See, don't you want to know you're going the wrong way right at the beginning of the fork of the road? Why? Because, boom, you're just going farther and farther. Okay. Turn to Haggai. Haggai? Well, huh? Yeah, it's a new country, man. Haggai. It's almost, go to the end of the Old Testament and look in the last four books. Here, I'll make it real easy for you. It's right after Zephaniah. Ooh, that's helpful. I was just in Zephaniah the other day. Okay. All right, you guys. Okay. So Haggai chapter 1, let's start with verse 2. Thus speaks the Lord of hosts, saying, this people says, listen what these people are saying. The time has not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built. What does that mean? They're saying, hey, it's not time to build the Lord's house. Why are they saying that? Because they're too busy going to Little League games. They're too busy decorating their own house. They're too busy, you know what, just doing the stuff of life. Can I tell you what? Listen, too busy. People that are too busy to build the kingdom of God, that is a major problem. Too busy. Look what they say. They say, the people says, the time has not come. The time has not come. The time that the Lord's house should be built. It's not time. We're doing other stuff that's important. Then the word of the Lord came to Haggai, the prophet, saying. Oh, now the prophet's going to say something too. Listen to what the prophet says. Is it time for you yourselves to dwell in the paneled houses and this temple lie in ruins? They say it's not time to build the kingdom, not time to build the house of the God. And Haggai sarcastically says, you know, what is it time? Is it time for you to be in your big, fancy, paneled houses? You know, if he was speaking to the church now, he'd say, is it time for you to put down, you know what, the clicker? And your, you know what, and your 54-inch, 61-inch, 72-inch flat screen? Amen? Watch this. He's asking, this temple to lie in ruins? How many know you can't do everything at the same time? See, we've got to pick what is important to us as a church, as a people. We've got to pick, say, this is important and this is not important. And you say, yeah, but Pastor, are you preaching this as a way? Are you trying to get us? Is this a fundraiser ploy for us to build the outdoor project? It is not. Although I will probably later on use this very text because it's a great text to use. You know what? We need to build the outdoor fellowship hall, and it is up to us to fund it so we can build it. I'm going to say that again, give you a chance to say amen. It is up to us to fund it so we can build it.
Amen.
Amen. Listen, the outdoor fellowship hall is up to us to fund it so we can build it.
Amen.
I can't build it. I've got everything. I've got everything lined up that we can build it. There's only one thing that is keeping us from building the outdoor fellowship hall, which, let me tell you, is going to reach over a period of time hundreds and thousands of people. This is a great church. But in all the time that we've been here, we have never done any outdoor construction, you know what, since I've been at the church. Is it that true to you? And when we build the cutting edge, you know what, edifice that we are going to build outside, you know what, it is going to be cutting edge. It's going to have a big, go look at it before you leave tonight. You know why I have those pictures out there? Because I want every single one of you to get it inside your heart and say, you know what, I'm going to help fund that. Amen. Yeah, but Pastor, I can only give $20 extra a month. Well, your $20 and his $40 and somebody else's $80 and somebody else's $900 is going to come together, and there will be a day that we're going to build this thing. And I don't believe, I'm not waiting. I don't want to wait for 8 years before we build this. Amen. But I'm not even talking about, and the application to this is great. I will go right back to this text. You know what? If you haven't made a commitment, you know what? I encourage you to make a commitment. The commitment cards are right in front of you. Make a commitment. Pray about what is your part of the puzzle. What is your piece? What is God speaking on your heart to give every single month to the outdoor project? get it in, and you know what? But that's not even what I'm talking about today. There is a building of the kingdom that we're not talking about a physical temple. And before, you know what? Because I know there's all kinds of skinny jeans mentality. Well, you know what? You shouldn't really invest in a building. You know what? Hogwash. Really, hogwash. It's so much hogwash. You know what? This building and the investment that people way before us, people that have passed away, their investment in this building has caused there to be a place, a local place where people can come and be taught the Word of God, and you cannot underestimate that value. Can you say amen?
Amen.
It's absolutely true. It's absolutely true. But I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about the temple.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the church. I'm talking about getting our focus off the things that consume our time and focusing on practical things that are going to build the kingdom of God. Ripe is a major component of this. God wants this place to be packed on Sunday.
Right.
All three services.
That's right. Come on.
And let me tell you where we're going. This place will be packed
yes.
on all three services.
Amen.
Amen. And I'm going to lead the way because I've already committed to you that every single week, God showed me. Every single week, I'm looking at people in the face, and I'm giving them invitation cards. Hi, I'm Pastor Drew. I pastor this church right across the street. I just want to invite you to a church. I would love to see you there tomorrow. I'm leading by example. These people are important. They're all right in our community. I'm not going to Downey inviting people. I'm not going to Norwalk inviting people. I'm not going to Montebello to inviting people. I'm inviting people from Pico Rivera. Amen. They can come from Downey. They can come from Norwalk. You know what? They can come from Canada for all I care. You know what? And everyone come. And let me tell you what. This place will be a lighthouse for, you know what, not only Pico Rivera, but Downey and Whittier and Montebello and Santa Fe Springs and all kinds of people are going to come to this church. But let me tell you what. We need to be out there inviting people. And why? Because I know. And that calling. Listen to me. That calling. Listen to me. Somebody, please listen to me. That calling is not for me. That calling is for us. God has shown me we need to humble out and become passionate. Passionate for people that are lost. Amen. 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 Pastor, I'm feeling kind of uncomfortable in this place. That's not up to me. That's not up to me. That's not up to me. God has made me feel plenty uncomfortable. And when He makes you feel uncomfortable, you know what? Yes, yes, yes. You can leave. You can find another church. You can blame me. You know what? But God already told me, don't even sweat it. Don't sweat it. Don't worry about it. He told me, don't worry about it. Do not bend the message thinking you're going to offend someone and they're going to leave. Don't worry about that. You just say what I tell you and you watch this place fill up. Amen. And it's going to fill up with people that are passionate for God. That's what the church needs to be. Amen. We need to be passionate for God. We need to be on our face before God. We need to really, I'm not talking about kind of, I'm talking about really where your money meets your mouth and where you are and your body. You know what? you know what? Present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord. Present your, you know what I'm going to do Saturday? I'm presenting my body. Here's my body, God. Here it is. And he said, yeah, now take your body and walk across the street and smile at people and you invite them to church. That's what I'm doing Sunday. And let me tell you what, I'm believing that, you know what, there will be hundreds that are going to be following me. I'm believing for that. I'm not talking about 30 years from now. I'm not talking about 20 years from now. I'm talking about God is raising and stirring. And listen, when he stirs, you know what? You can do two things. You can either get in or stay out. And let me tell you what the wise thing to do. The wise thing is to get in. The wise thing is not to resist. The wise thing is to say, yes, I'm going to feel uncomfortable, but I'm going to feel uncomfortable a little bit. And then the next thing you know, you're going to feel less uncomfortable and less uncomfortable and less uncomfortable. And just like I've told you, I've baited you and say, you know what? When I walk across the street, I feel the presence of the Holy Spirit. I feel God shining his light upon me. I feel the Holy Spirit living inside me. I feel the presence of God. I feel God smiling at me saying, Pastor Drew, I'm proud of you. Amen. He doesn't really call me Pastor Drew, though. He just calls me Drew, okay? Let me make that correction, okay? Verse 4, it is time for you yourselves to dwell. Is it time for you yourself to dwell in penthouses and this temple to lie in ruins? This is the prophet asking us. Is it time? Is it time for us to be in home watching TV while, you know what, while the people I see people every Saturday. And I know, you know what? If they died, they would not be ready for Christ. That's why I'm over there. That's why I'm over there. Verse 5. Now, therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Everybody say, consider your ways. Here's what the prophet is saying to them. How many believe that God could write something over 2,000 years ago and the prophet could be speaking to them, those people, but the prophet could also be speaking to us? How many believe that's possible? How many believe God knew that you were going to be here today? And here's what the prophet's saying. Consider your ways. Who is he talking to? George. He's talking. George, look at me. Look at me. He's talking to you. Joanne, he's talking to you. He's saying, Joanne, what do you want you to do? I want you to analyze what you do. How many believe the prophet was just speaking to these two? No, do you get where I'm coming? Do you get where I'm coming? Rebecca, the prophet is saying, Rebecca, consider what you do. Evaluate it. I'm not going to ask you guys how old you are. But you know what? But don't answer me. But how old are you? You know, we're always like, oh, you know what? Yeah, tomorrow I'll get in shape. You know, tomorrow I will stop eating ding-dongs. You know, tomorrow I'll stop eating Hostess cupcakes, Twinkies, Cheetos. I could care less what you eat. I mean, I care, but you know what I mean? That's not my deal. But my deal is, it's that always, you know what? I'm going to go on the diet tomorrow. That's not what the prophet's saying. The prophet's saying, here's what I want you to do. I want you to consider your ways now. I want you to look at it now. I want you to look at your life now. What's going on? Listen to me. I'm telling you, God is speaking this to every one of us here that are here tonight. Amen. Why? Because I don't know how many days we have left. Did you hear what Pastor George spoke to us 2 weeks ago? So everybody, somebody say sooner than you think. You know what that means? It means whatever you think, sooner than that. Sooner than that. Now, are y'all thinking about your ways? Listen what he says. Have you sown much and bring in a little? Oh, this is so good. Listen, anybody who doesn't believe that God wants to prosper you needs to read this. Can you say amen?
Amen.
How anybody can read the gospel and walk away, you know what, and not understand that God wants to bless you. It's like, what are you reading? Amen? And I'm not talking about something carnal where he just wants to bless you in just one way. No, God wants to bless you in every way. Amen? Look what it says. You have sown much and bring in little. Everybody say, we're going to do some rapping, okay? I'm going to say something, and you say, consider your ways. Okay. Are you guys ready for this? Yeah. Have you sown much and bring in little?
Consider your ways.
You eat, but you do not have enough.
Consider your ways.
You drink, but you are not filled with drink. You clothe yourself, but no one is warm. And he who earns wages to put into a bag with holes. See, how many of you don't confess. How many on that treadmill, you know what, and you're running, you're like that hamster. You're like that hamster. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, I'm going to go to school. You know, oh, I'm going to get married. Oh, I'm going to start my own business. Oh, I'm going to. And something is, and here's the thing. You know what? Here's the problem. You're on the wrong track. The end days, is somebody learning something? Is somebody feeling convicted in some way? Does somebody need to make an adjustment in their life? You know what? And you're just thinking, you know what? You're doing this, all this stuff, and it's just like, man, I'm not fulfilled. I'm still hungry. I'm still thirsty. I'm still, you know what? And the prophet says, here's why you need to consider what you're doing. Are you learning something? How many are still glad they came? Matthew chapter 6. Don't turn there just because of time. Just look up here. Matthew chapter 6, verse 19. Matthew chapter 6, verse 19. Matthew chapter 6, verse 19. Do not lay up for yourself treasures on the earth where moss and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. Next verse. But lay up for yourself treasures. Lay up for yourself treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves cannot break in and steal. Next verse. For where your treasures are, that's where your heart's going to be also.
Amen.
Your focus is in the wrong thing. Guys, let me tell you what, how many are old enough to recognize we don't live very long? I'm just asking. How many are old enough to recognize, man, your time is short? James says, man, it's like a vapor, man. Dr. Iraqi says, when you get older, it's like toilet paper. You know what I mean? The thing just spins faster when it gets. Hello? How many can relate to that? Listen, we only have a little bit of time left. Matthew chapter 6, starting with verse 25. Matthew chapter 6, starting with verse 25. Therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you should eat, what you should drink. See, consider your ways. Focus on building what's really important. The kingdom of God, that's what's important. These people, they were so concerned with their own house, and the house of God is going to ruins. And God says, let me tell you the problem with that. The problem is that you're going to get that new refrigerator over at Home Depot, and it's so cool because, you know what, it not only has blocked ice, but it has crushed ice. You know what? And 4 months later, you're going to go get your crushed ice, and it's going to be broken. And you're going to think, why didn't I just buy the one? You know what? Why didn't I just buy the one like my grandpa had? Amen? Because his crushed ice didn't break. He always had good ice. How many know what I'm saying? And whatever it is, and you say, you know what, Pastor, I don't know what you're talking about. No, listen to me. It's the marketing, the constant marketing, the constant, you know what? And let me tell you, parents, let me tell you, parents, I hope somebody's listening to me. You know what? Your kids don't need to be in drama. They don't need to be in cheerleading. They don't need to be in football, and they don't need to be in soccer. Amen? Oh, you know what? I think, you know what? If they're in sports, that'll be good for them. You know what? Let me tell you what would be good for them. You know what? You want to get them in some program? Have them become a, what do they call the kids? Get them in joyful noise. Amen? You want them in drama? You know what? Talk to Pat's husband. Get them in a church drama. Amen? You know what? You want to get them doing something? You know what? Teach them as soon as you get out of high school, you know what? Have them be an intern. Amen? You know what? Before, in the summer, get them here. Listen, we got stuff going on all the time. I know so many parents. And yes, their kids in baseball. Yes, their kids in football. Oh, and by the way, they're all going to make the NFL. You know that, right? Hello. You want to look at them and go, you know what? Listen, sweetie, your kid ain't going to make football. You know what I mean? I mean, your kid ain't going to make the NFL. Amen? You know what? The coach is lying to you. Hello. Can I tell you what? Listen to me. The best of 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 the best in high school, you know what? Probably can't even make the college team. And I haven't even got into the NFL. You look at it. You look at how few kids this year are going to be drafted into the NFL, and they're going into teams where they are, the teams are already full of people already. That's the truth, Bucky. You know what? And who are we listening to? We're not listening to the prophet. We're not listening to the prophet. We're listening to the coach. We're listening to the person who said, you know what? And your busyness. Can I tell you what? I'm just here to tell you the truth. I'm just here to tell you the truth. I'm just here to tell you what I believe God directed me to speak to you tonight. And he said, you know what? We've got to make a change in our priorities. Listen, guys, I'm talking about this church. Yes, absolutely. The overall body of Christ, yes, needs to get on track, needs to make a change. Absolutely. But I'm not talking about the body of Christ. I'm talking about the body of hope. I'm talking about the body of hope. And you say, but Pastor, I'm like, you know what? I just started coming here. You know what I mean? I don't think you're like, you don't want me to be involved. I do want you to be involved. You know, when are you going to start? When are we going to recognize it is our responsibility to get this thing done? Amen? Can I tell you what? God has picked us. You know what? You know, and this, oh, please. I don't say this with any, I hope this comes off properly, because I could be totally misunderstood. You know, Hope is the biggest church in Pico Rivera. I mean, maybe somebody could say, well, I think St. Hilary's is larger. I don't know, maybe. I don't know. But you know what? Most Catholic Church, they're staying away by the thousands. Amen? And we have that opportunity. You look, just look. You look and you tell me, you know what? What? And you see, this gets crazy. Please, please, please. Please don't misunderstand me. I bless other churches. Amen. I bless other churches. We're not in competition with any other church. Amen. You know what? If they're not against us, God says they're for us. Amen. Can you say amen? Amen? I'm not against any. I talk to the pastors in Pico Rivera. I love these guys. These guys are passionate for the things of God. But God, you know what? Through his graciousness, has given us a credible property. You know what? Has given us, through his credible graciousness, vision. You know, there is no other church has a sanctuary like we have. No other church has sanctuary like we have. No other church is going to have an outdoor fellowship hall like we have. No other church has places, you know what, where the kids, no other church, I don't think any other church, I could be wrong here, but I don't think any other church has a after-school tutoring program. Can you say amen? You know what? We're the ones who are out there on the streets inviting people to be prayed for on Saturday. No other church does that. You say, Pastor, you think you're better? I don't think we're better than them. I just think to whom much is given, much is required. Guys, this is our assignment. Our assignment is to evangelize. Our assignment is to be ripe, to be ready for the service of God, to be praying, to be inviting, to be expecting, and to be reading our Bible. Does somebody feel like they're drinking and they're not filled with water? Does somebody feel like they're eating but they're not satisfied with food? Does somebody feel like they're working, and the more they work, they come home and there's just nothing? You just feel like, what am I doing with my life? I'm asking, does somebody feel that way? Partially, a little bit? Then here's what I hear the Holy Spirit saying. Then come. Come at 7:30 in the morning and pray with us. Pray with us. This place should be a house of prayer. I'm just asking, who do you think God doesn't want to show up at 7:30 and pray? Who? I don't think God said, I don't want you to pray on Sunday morning. Who do you think God doesn't want to be forced out of your comfort zone to invite somebody? And you say, but Pastor, I can't come Saturday. Well, you can invite people. You can still invite people. If I couldn't come Saturday, I'd do it Friday. If I couldn't do it Friday, I'd do it Thursday. If I can do it Thursday, I'd do it Wednesday. I would pick a day that you can go out there and invite people. But if all possible, I would pick Saturday. Why would I pick Saturday? Who could raise your hand and tell me why you'd pick Saturday? Why I think you'd pick Saturday? Why do you think, Marilyn? That's one great reason. Who could think of another? Rebecca, what do you think? What's the next day? See, I want to invite people Saturday because I want to say, come tomorrow. I'm just saying, guys, I love you with all my heart. I love you with all my heart. And I'm just saying what I hear the Holy Spirit saying. There's no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. But can I tell you what? Paul also says, you know what? Everything's lawful, but everything's not profitable. There are things that will profit this church. And for us to get an army out there. Listen, let me tell you what I'm expecting. Easter Sunday is going to be a dynamic Sunday. We got all kinds of things planned. We're going to have bouncers here. We're going to have candy for the kids. We're going to have bouncers for the kids. The service is going to be dynamic. Service every Sunday is dynamic. The service is going to be dynamic. It's going to be a great time. But let me tell you what I expect. We are purchasing 2,500 Easter cards. And guess what? I'm believing that we're going to pass every single one of them. Amen. Not put on a counter at Starbucks for them to throw away at the end of the day. But hand-to-hand spiritual combat where we're looking somebody right in the face and saying, you know what? I'm Pastor Drew. I just want to introduce myself to you. I love you. You come to church tomorrow. We have a dynamic church, wonderful ministry to the kids, a lot of cool stuff for the kids. I don't say ministry, a lot of cool stuff for the kids. Pastor, how does that come off your, how come that flows off your mouth? Because I've been saying it week in and week out, week in and week out, week in and week out. That's from my heart. It's from my heart. If somebody's God speaking to somebody. If God is speaking to you, I want you to stand up right now. I want to pray for you. If God is speaking to you and saying, you know what? I have neglected what I should be focused on. And I feel empty inside. I want you to stand up. If that's not you, don't stand up. But if that is you, I want you to stand up right now. Father, you see those who are standing. You know our hearts. Father, help us to be satisfied as we put our trust in you, as we put our faith in you, as we invest in what you tell us to invest in. We thank you that we are building up for ourselves, not treasures on this earth, but treasures in heaven. There will be people who will come, who will be in heaven directly because of our willingness to invest in them. And I thank you for it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.